This is Arts and More on WMUK. I'm Robbie Feinberg. 9 years ago, Caitlin Rose was one of the most prolific singer-songwriters in Kalamazoo. She produced 4 albums, all before the age of 21. But in a few short years, Rose found herself in a committed relationship, and she had a few kids, and she stopped writing. Rose says it took picking up the guitar again 3 years later to help her to realize she wasn't as happy in her relationship. Her new album, The Other Side, is about that defining time in her life. WMUK's Rebecca Thiel spoke with Rose before her album release show at Bell's Brewery.
I was writing these songs and kind of worried, you know, if I should share them, because I thought, and it was true, it really ended up happening this way, that if I started putting these feelings out there in song, which, you know, people will hear if you start, then how I really felt about my life was going to be known.
A dark shadow's been following me around, quicksand masquerading as solid ground, and I can't go to bed, it'll happen again tomorrow.
You know, I was trying to make them personal. I also tried to reach into maybe other people's experiences by having a vagueness to them that someone could plug their experience into.
Do you have some examples?
Yeah, The Great Divide is really what comes to mind. It's the last song on the album, and I like to finish up sets with that song too. It's talking about, well, like just the first line is, where do you go when you go away? So is someone dying, or is someone leaving, or is someone just metaphorically not present? There's a lot to kind of be said for that line, and so people have connected with that and felt emotional over it. But it's good. It ties us together. It bonds us in some way that we both felt.
Who will love me now? Who will love me now, honey? Who will love me now that I'm old? Oh, who will love me now that I'm old?
Now, describe the sound on this album. You know, how does it differ from your previous albums?
I think before I was a little more isolated in myself. I would close my eyes when I sang, and I would kind of just be this little world that I was in. I think part of that has to do with being self-taught, and I felt self-conscious about the amount of education that I had about the music that I was making. I felt like it was really off the cuff, and I was putting chords together that might not even be real chords, and I didn't know what key anything was in. So playing my music with people has helped me tremendously. It made my songs almost larger than life to me.
And I would be happy there, out in the middle of nowhere, with my whole beat up for my green broke horse. I'm sitting on the front porch.
The band that I assembled, we decided which tracks to keep solo. And at first, I thought that there were going to be more solo songs on the album and less band songs, but actually ended up the other way around, and I'm really glad because I think those solo songs really stand out.
You know, you're pretty open about how this happened with your ex and becoming a single mom and trying to start writing again. You know, why did you decide that you need to share this with everyone else?
If someone could feel encouraged or inspired to talk about what's going on in their life, not even with me, maybe their friends and family, like something is going on and they haven't found the right words to say it or express something maybe challenging that they're going through, if one of my songs could inspire that, I think it's important for us to communicate and not feel kind of trapped and alone.
And my voice is the howling wind, my eyes cry like a rain, my house has been blown down, will I ever be the same?
That was Kalamazoo singer-songwriter Caitlin Rose talking to WMUK's Rebecca Thiel. Rose will have a release show for her new album called The Other Side. That's on Thursday at 8 at Bell's Brewery.